Good morning, Jen Sabella. You have breaking baby formula news for us, don't you?
Good morning, Bob. Yes. So as we've all heard, there is a massive baby formula shortage across the country due to that plant being shut down in Michigan, which, you know, the government is trying to get that back up and running. But until then, parents are still scrambling. And a mom in Chicago decided to take it upon herself. It reminds me very much of earlier in the pandemic, to start a mutual aid project that basically connects people who have the formula left over, or, you know, just have some and they're not using it, with moms who need it. So there is, it's called the Chicagoland Baby Formula Collection Project. And if you go to our website, blackclubchicago.org, there's a link to the form and you can be connected with someone, and they are going to be doing deliveries next week. So if you have something you need, you can go and fill it out and they'll get in touch with you and connect you with somebody who has the product that you need. They're also working with a group called New Moms, which is accepting formula donations at 5317 West Chicago Avenue and accepting online monetary donations for these formulas.
Glad to hear about that. Last week, Chicago schools, some were left without air conditioning with the heat coming today and tomorrow. I hope the situation has been corrected. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, so I feel like we've been hearing about this since 2016, when then Mayor Rahm Emanuel said that every school was going to have air conditioning. This was a $135 million project throughout the district. But the issue was that a lot of these schools just didn't keep up on maintenance of these air conditioners. So some schools, like Simeon on the south side, they have central air conditioning that essentially doesn't heat the upper floors of the school. So they're trying to move all the kids into the cafeteria, and obviously that's not an ideal place to learn. So now the district is kind of scrambling after our early season heat wave to get all of these ACs fixed in 25 schools. Some of these are window units in the classroom, and others are central air units. And the Chicago Teachers Union is saying, hey, you know, we just need to invest in some maintenance so that every year when it gets hot, we're not dealing with a week of kids looking like what they said was wilted lettuce.
Yeah, that would be nice. More at blackclubchicago.org, including good news for Westside beer lovers, all about that tap room. And Jen, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.